I guess the other issue too here is the use of the oncotype in a patient like this, irregardless of the study. Let's say for some reason she was not eligible for the study, was clear for whatever reason she couldn't go into the study. Do you think oncotype would be something you'd be thinking about just for practical decision making in her?
Well, the classic patient that one likes to think of using oncotype in would be the 1.5 centimeter grade 2 ER positive, PR negative patient in whom you're getting mixed signals. But I think the data is also quite clear that size alone is not a sufficient predictor of risk. This woman does have an intermediate risk tumor, and it happens to be T1B. But we all operate on patients and take care of node-positive patients with T1B tumors, so we know that small tumors can be biologically aggressive.
And I guess, too, if you think about the sort of pre-oncotype days, which is just a few years ago, it'd be interesting to speculate what would happen to a patient like this. What would you say?
Well, a patient like this, in this age group, with the best available data, I personally would not offer chemotherapy to, and in Europe, she would almost certainly not get it. But in the United States, such a woman still might get chemotherapy. The data is not very good for additional benefit of chemotherapy in women over the age of 60 who have hormone-positive disease that's node-negative.
And I guess really it's around that 1 centimeter size is where there's a lot of debate about chemotherapy. Again, if you think back to the, was it 2000 NIH consensus conference that had the 1 centimeter, all that stuff about that. And we know from our patterns of care studies that if you send a patient with a tumor that's more than 1 centimeter, even if it's 1.1 centimeter like this, 61 years old, to an oncologist, she most likely would have gotten chemotherapy in the pre-oncotype days. Does that sound like what you were seeing with your oncologist?
Well, again, I think that that is the reality, and that can be driven by culture, it can be driven by fear, it can be driven by economics. But I think, again, if one looks at the data in the pre-oncotype era, data from the International Breast Cancer Study Group, Study 9, which showed no benefit from the addition of CMF to tamoxifen for women who were postmenopausal, who were hormone receptor positive, the reanalysis of NSABP-B20, which showed no value in women who were 60 years of age or greater in that trial to the addition of CMF to tamoxifen. And you look at the most recent data from the Oxford Overview, the Early Breast Cancer Trialist Collaborative Group, there is no apparent benefit as a group to utilizing chemotherapy in individuals who are 60 years of age or greater who are node negative and who have tumors that are ER positive.
And there's been an increase in controversy in the medical oncology community about this issue of chemotherapy in patients with ER positive tumors that are node negative, and the question of whether they need it. And, you know, when you really look at the Oncotype DX assay, you see where that's coming from, because most people don't need it. And so I think you're right. Probably this woman with a 0.8 centimeter ER positive tumor would have not gotten, good chance she would have not gotten chemotherapy pre-oncotype. And yet we know there would be a chance that she would have a high recurrence score, high risk, and high benefit from chemotherapy.
Well, I would just comment. I actually would agree with your first statement that unfortunately in the United States, I think the chances are at least better than 50-50 that she would have been offered chemotherapy. But I think if you look at the hard data, there's not much data to support that for a population. But of course, it doesn't mean that there aren't individuals who wouldn't benefit. And that really is the key of modern medicine, is to try to identify those individuals who've been cured and not treat them, and to identify those individuals who are not cured and give them the correct treatment.